Happy Friday to you, and I hope you have something really nice planned for yourself this weekend and get to enjoy yourself as we actually enter the last weekend now of May. So the months are really flying by, and hopefully some signs of summer will start for us all. So today we are beginning our next week of our 4 weeks of different topics, and this week's topic is all around mindfulness. So mindfulness is really about being present within yourself, coming back into the present moment to be able to calm the body, calm the mind, and rebalance ourselves. And in our very busy lives and in our very distracted lives with our phones and TV and, you know, people and responsibilities and everything, we can find ourselves living outside of ourselves a lot of the time, or being detached from ourselves. But also if we struggle with things like fear or anxiety or worry or things like that, you're in a constant state of being out into the future, you know, projecting forward what's going to happen. Is this thing going to happen? Is this not going to happen? And mindfulness is trying to bring you back into the present moment, because as much as often when we go into a place of anxiety or fear, we do a thing that we're trying to protect ourselves. So it's like, if I prepare for the worst case scenario, then if that happens, I will have protected myself. Now, as I've talked about fear before, I do think it's good sometimes to go to your worst case scenario, have your plan in place if it, whatever it is, happens, and then come back into the present moment so you're not stuck in it all of the time. So it can feel hard though. Sometimes with anxiety, it can actually take over so much, and fear can take over so much, that you are actually just stuck continually in that. And by feeding that and giving that energy, it doesn't have an opportunity to actually stop. And some people can live in that anxious space all of the time and feel like they need to be there all of the time to protect themselves. Actually doing things or practicing practices like mindfulness can be just very helpful. That doesn't mean that the fear won't come up or anything, but that you can bring yourself back into your current body and into a more balanced state within yourself, which will actually reduce the level of stress that's there and the level of worry. And in our third week's topic, we're going to be talking about the nervous system, and this is very much connected in with that, because it's trying to bring our nervous system back into a calmer space. So over the course of the week, we're going to have different exercises that I'm going to be sending you on mindfulness, and they are things that you'll be able to do in 1 or 2 minutes during the day, and I hope that you really enjoy them. So we're going to begin today with a releasing frustration mindfulness exercise, okay? And what I would like you to do now is to either stand up straight, or you can sit down, but make sure you're sitting up. And what you're going to do is you're just going to simply clench your left fist really, 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 really tight. And then what I want you to do is very slowly begin to release your fist. And just feel the difference in that. Okay, and keep releasing and bring your hand out flat. So again, tighten the fist. Okay, feel how tight that is. Your nails might be digging into the palm of your hand. You know, you could actually be hurting yourself because you're holding your fist so tight. And then release. And feel like your fingers might feel a little bit nearly numb, but there's freedom there and there's ease. So with this mindfulness exercise, what's really good to do is to keep squeezing your fist and keep relaxing till you actually start to feel the body releasing. You don't have to be really stressed to do this exercise or really frustrated to do this exercise. It's called releasing frustration because it's trying to clear any of that energy within the body. And sometimes we can have frustration sitting in the body that we're not aware of. But more what it's doing is it's the art of showing you how to release and how to let go. But what you're also doing is you're coming into a state where you are focusing on something in this moment in time, which is clenching your fist, releasing, clenching your fist, releasing. And you're doing something right here, right now. You don't need to think about anything else. And that's what mindfulness is. So it's helping you release and rebalance, but it's also helping you be in the present moment. So that's something you can do every day. You can do it if you're feeling very stressed. You can do it if you just simply want to clear the energy in your body and reset. And I hope you enjoy that. Have a lovely weekend, and I'll be in touch with you next week.